Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have a lot going on with John Mayer.
I know.
That trip to Cape Cod. But we are also doing tickets to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown this week for his show Saturday night at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Today we did fourth row tickets. Tomorrow we're going to have a pair of third row tickets.
Right.
And so on until Friday when we're in the
front
row.
What time, does it say on that board, what time is Jane's Cape Cod giveaway?
Let's see, 4:05.
She's got a lot of things going on this week.
She does. Let's see, hold on. Cape Cod Show. I think it's 4:05.
Okay, that's probably right.
You know what? It's all like, she wrote it like texters, like all single letters representing words. I don't understand. I mean, she wrote it for herself, obviously, so...
Well, as long as she knows what it says, right?
Right, exactly. So, John Mayer, I think it's at 4:05 on Jane's show. Just listen to all of Jane's show.
Or RadioAlice.com.
Sure.
Has all the details.
That's right. They always do. Okay, everybody, it's Disney time. Disney time. 9, noon, and 5. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at Disney's California Adventure Park.
So, this ride is so fun. It's not as scary as, I mean, it's...
It sounds scary.
Well, first of all, when you walk into it, you're in the movie.
Right.
So if you like that movie, that's the set.
And
it's,
they do.
It's really cool. So right. It's and you go through a few different phases of sort of feeling like you're going deeper into the film. And then when you get on to the ride itself, the thing is just this rocket up and down. And it stops on a floor and opens up to a... They had the cast of the film do these specially recorded pieces for the ride.
So
it's
funny.
Really, really cool. And like I said, at one point, the thing shoots up to the highest point in the ride, opens up, and it opens up to view over Disneyland.
Mm.
And at that time, 7:30-something at night, I was watching the sunset! That's just...
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Killer.
Yeah.
You love it.
So
you guys.
If you'd like to go, call now, 800-400-3697. We got a 4-pack of tickets for it, and you'll be entered in the grand prize, which is we'll fly you down there on Alaska Airlines and give you a 2-night hotel stay as well. So there you go. Call now, 800-400-3697, which is also our text number.
Yeah, we got a bunch of texts this morning, too, so let's try and run through some of this so that you guys can hear your opinions. Hooman, you were talking about Rebecca by Alfred Hitchcock. I recently saw it. And Blackmail is another Hitchcock movie. Excellent.
Mm. Yeah, it's Laurence Olivier at his best, everyone.
You've seen a Laurence Olivier film?
Well, he's in Rebecca. He's the star.
Ah.
It's his movie.
All right. Have you ever seen a Laurence Olivier film?
I think so. Didn't he do a desert one?
Yeah.
What's that one? I've seen that one.
He did
Arabian Night.
No, it's
Ishtar.
Not Ishtar.
He did something. I saw him when I was little. I was like, it's an oldie timey movie. Old timey.
I got a text from Jane. Thank you for the plugs. Yes, John Mayer at 4:05. And she has Disneyland at 5 and Niall Horan at 3 and 6. I knew she had a lot going on.
Did she tell you what all these letters mean? It says, Colin 97 with Jane at 4:05 grabs Bay, Tix, and MNG here and in 4GP. Oh, must be. Oh, they're in for the grand prize. They win, so that must be what GP. They're in for the grand prize, not the number 4. It is the number 4, but. Grabs Bay tickets for a show in the Bay, right? And M&G. Meet and greet. Oh, they get a meet and greet. John Mayer, Cape Cod, Colin 97 with Janet 405 gets the tickets for his show here in the Bay, and they get a meet and greet, and then they're in for the grand prize, which is the trip to Cape Cod.
you know,
I think I just totally figured that out since
there's space on the board, you might want to write those things out.
Yep.
Because that is clearly...
Because it looks like text. Yeah, that's a... Thanks, Shane.
Too much for our...
But, you know, fun. Fun to decipher code. It's a challenge for us. Can I ask why does this have to... Can this not get hung back up on the wall so that I can actually see it?
I don't know. After it got taken down once they painted it, and then it just never got back up there.
Now it's a piece of junk that sits in the corner. Like,
that I trip over every
morning. Can we put that back up? Is that...
No. Nothing can damage the paint. Nothing.
I don't know.
But it's a studio. We got to hang things up. I want to be able to look at that. I would assume Jane also would like to not go like this and look at what's happening on her show. Like, shouldn't it be in front of where the DJ's sitting?
I'm with you, but I don't.
What about the paint?
What about
Jane
the paint?
Jane will look into that.
All right. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Right,
Jane.
Put up there. Be my hero. Use your laser eye shots and just drill holes in the wall for it.
Laser eye shots?
Remember yesterday I was saying the goth lady with the death ray, and she liked that. She texted me.
Oh, did she? Oh.
She loved the laser. She likes to be Jane with the laser eyes.
Well, her eyes are so piercing.
They are very piercing.
Yep. Do you think
she's like a
Lawrence...
White Walker if she wasn't wearing all black? Go ahead, what?
I was just going to say, do you think the Laurence Olivier movie you saw was a TV miniseries called The Last Days of Pompeii?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Vinny, my daughter at the same age, would love to walk in my heels. Maybe go to a thrift store and get her some of her own to play with. Sarah, I'm sure there's a store in your area that will consign your shoes to get a few bucks back.
I would just rather give them to use that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in and haggle with someone over what my shoes are worth. Like, they're worth nothing, right? I just don't. Just take them.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Hey guys, listening to your declutter segment, as a professional organizer, I often advise my clients to take pics of memorabilia. Your kids don't want your old stuff that you plan on handing down to them someday.
I know.
Colleen.
So true. I'm afraid some of what my grandmother lived all over the world, so some of the stuff that she has might be worth money, but I have no way of knowing. So
yeah,
I'm
take
afraid
it somewhere.
To get, where do I take it?
I don't know. That's an easy thing.
Consignment
shop
or something
take
like
it
that?
Some, I mean, what is that one road show that goes around?
Right, where's that? Yeah. I have like 500 things I want to bring to the Antiques Roadshow to find out right. that each one of them is worth $1 million. There's probably some $1 million thing sitting in my freaking attic. Being squashed down by other
estate
things.
Sales or something like that.
Yeah, there's got to be, because just like all these home decorating shows that have spawned
right.
home decorating yeah. all over the place, there's got to be, because of Antiques Roadshow, people who are out there happy to look into your stuff and to see
please,
if anything's worth it.
I will break it up, because if none of it's worth anything, I will totally just... Donate.
Hand it on,
I'll
right.
hand it, because my kids do not, I tell you something, they do not want 1940s ice cream cups with, they're beautiful, they're like cut glass and all the crap. I'm like, I would never use those, and my kids will never use those, and they're like, ice cream cups, really? Okay.
There's a very, very long text we have here.
Oh, but is that so?
It's 650. My grandmother had fine taste, but very specific fine taste. None of us shared. And she had a lot of stuff.
None of us.
So a family member asked the one person to bring the stuff to a garage sale. They were horrified, like, we're going to sell our grandma's fine stuff at a garage sale. She goes on to say that she had a beautiful memory that she was watching a gorgeous young mid-20s stop by and looked at one of the dresses. Eyelet dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen that. It's just, it's a cotton, piece of cotton, and it's got holes sewn into it. Like it's a,
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
You've totally seen that.
Okay.
Like picture a white cotton dress with flowers that are in the shapes of holes, and there's like stitching all the way around the holes. They're tiny.
She says the girl was so excited, lost it, blah, 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 was just blathering about it. And that was a nice memory for her for the girl to buy that dress.
Oh.
That her grandmother loved so much. Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was worth a ton of money and ended up being.
right. Me too.
Some costume.
If someone knows of like a website I can go to, I just don't know where to even start
eBay.
With that kind of crap.
How about eBay?
eBay, are people going to know what something's worth?
Well,
I guess
someone
maybe
will lowball
will.
You, I'm
right.
sure.
Right.
The thing is, I don't even have anything for the description. Here's some crap that might be X amount old, and here it is.
I saved everything for my daughter, from the shirt she came home from the hospital to art projects in school. Every picture I ever took of her, I had it in this huge blue Tupperware thing. I gave it to my daughter, and she brought it back the next day. She kept 7 pictures. I said, I'll keep this for you in case you want it someday. And she looked at me in the eye and said, when you die, it's going in the trash.
Oh.
You got to tell people. I'm with the daughter. I know that sounds insensitive.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to tell people.
That.
Look, you are wasting your time when you're.
Right. Listen, but you're making a great, the whole picture thing. Taking photographs of things that matter to you. That is the perfect example of where. I'm thinking right now of the art from all the years of school that I do have saved for my kids. Today, that's all going in the trash right after I take a picture of every single
Boom.
Piece of it.
Done.
Are you going to do that?
If they let me.
Oh,
well, why
think
wouldn't
they're
they?
Going to want to keep their little macaroni pictures?
I don't know.
Well, if they won't let you, then you say, here, this goes in your room.
Right. No, it's in their rooms. It's up in their closets. But I would love to clean their closets out. I could use the storage space, quite frankly. But we have keepsake boxes in both their rooms. Mm. And it's, you're right. Take a picture of it. Oh, my God. Goodbye. Remember this? Here's a picture of it.
Just started doing this. Couldn't let go of stuff. Started taking pictures and done. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do that story.
It's great.
The first time I'd heard
idea.
Of it. Some people are saying that this is done on the Hoarders television show.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's not new. It's new to me, so I did it like it's brand new. But
I've watched that show quite a bit, and I've never seen them take pictures before. Maybe it's something, maybe I'm watching old episodes.
In a way, this could maybe help you stop from buying the goddamn thing in the first place. Just go in and be like, that's cool. Let me take a picture of it. And leave it.
Just save myself some dough.
Save myself all kinds of time and dough. And
916 says, the internet won. They're keeping MS Paint now.
Oh, is that so?
Microsoft Paint has been saved. You're behind on your news, Vinny. All right.
All right, fine.
I didn't know the stuff that the thing even existed, right. MS Paint. Never used it.
Yeah.
Was really late to computers in general. As you well know.
Well,
Sarah.
Even if you had known, I don't know that it would have, you know, what are you going to do? Draw pictures of Judas Priest? Like, yeah. I'm not sure what you would have used it for. It was something to do before there were, like, really cool video games that you could play on your computer.
Oh.
It's like, oh, I guess I'll draw a picture and fill it in with buckets of paint.
Oh, my gosh. Vinny and I have something in common. I ran a stop sign in Mexico that wasn't there.
Hmm.
I've told that story to tons of peeps. You're the first I've heard with my story in over 15 years. LOL. Trust me, if you have friends who go to Mexico a lot, they all have that story.
Mm-hmm.
The policeman that stopped them for the crime that never happened and then said, if you've got something that I want, I can let you go. Otherwise, we're going to have to go see the judge now. Except he's not there. He's on vacation and won't be around until Monday.
But you can wait in the cell.
Yeah, you guys can wait. You just start handing them stuff till they're full.
Mm.
Maybe that's changed. I haven't been to Mexico in a while.
Me neither.
That may have
stopped.
Quite
some time. But
it's totally changed there now.
It was happening when I was there.
We went to Mexico one time on a station trip and Maddie got shook down.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then maybe it hasn't changed.
Well, that was 10 years ago, at least.
I would think with the problem with the baby moon is that you can't drink while on vacation, but then again, I'm a shower beer gal. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
I didn't even think about that. I do not want to go on a vacation that I cannot have drinks on.
Yeah, you're pregnant, so you can't drink, and you have to watch every darn thing you eat, right?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think you're supposed to eat any shellfish or anything, and fish is even supposed to be bad for you.
Although, Bryn's in Italy, so Anita's just eating macaroni. Just overload macaroni.
Mm-mm-mm.
That would be good.
That would be good.
What would you like? More macaroni, please. All right. People still hot with the olive jokes.
Oh, about Olive the movie or Olive the...
Teacher, regarding teachers needing supplies, my husband is a high school art teacher and the school only gives him $300 a year for supplies. We spend a lot of our own money so kids actually can do ceramics and paint.
$300 for a year of an art program at a high school? That's obscene.
Like obscenely low or obscenely high?
Obscenely low.
Way too low.
That's awful. Yeah, go to that. Is it? Did you say it was called Donors Choose? Adopt a Classroom?
Yes. Yeah. .com.
Just, you know, if you're looking for a way to spend your charity money, if you've got a foundation, why don't we stoke out some people who have to deal with our kids? Oh, they're awful.
408
says
the children are awful. Sarah, we are not friends anymore. Banjo is the best. I would have thought you'd have mad appreciation. You're fired.
You know, I find it aggravating. I find that it hits a chord in my head that jangles, and if I listen to it too, and in that song in particular, as they were doing the, because one thing if it's buried, but in that song in particular, I was like, shut up, Banjo, I'm listening to the people singing. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
You guys are such good friends to each other. It warms my heart.
We are? What do we do now?
Thanks for the insight on Pokemon Go, Vinny. My boyfriend's level 40, and I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a bit concerned sometimes. I should just let him be. I call myself a poke widow. Yeah, but leave him alone. He could be, shooting speedballs. He could be a heroin coke addict. He could be... There's so many unhealthy habits out. He could be a gambling addict.
Yeah. You made me feel better about it, too.
I'm glad. I hope that you, relax a little bit on yourself about that.
I think I just have to, make it a way less lower priority.
But I do think we did uncover a reality, which is don't sell it to yourself as exercise. That's not what you're getting there. You're having a little bit of mindless enjoyment from the thing. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. I do like it.
There's nothing wrong with getting out of your head.
And John and I have so much fun when we have time to do it. We'll do it together. And we actually had fun on vacation because we caught Pokemon that we couldn't catch here in the States. And yeah, I'll just do the basic maintenance.
What level are you on?
I don't know. Oh, hold on. Let me find out.
Here we go.
925 says, I'm a hot mess in Pleasant Hill.
You reloaded it?
Yeah.
We all gave her permission to use that. Please don't make it.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Should I unload it?
No, she's happy to. We're all happy.
No, I just didn't know that. I guess I didn't hear that.
You missed the part that we're back. Yeah, okay. We're back.
All right. I'm a 36.
All right.
Because the guy just wrote in, he's level 40.
Yeah.
That's a passing.
I actually think that's the highest you can go.
40?
Yeah. There's no prize at the end of it. That's the thing. It is very mindless.
Hot mess in Pleasant Hill. I'm totally crying in traffic. Aww. Yes, Bonnie. Find your healthy happy. If there's green coming out of the faucet, LMFAO. I've missed you guys. Where's Bryn?
Bryn's in Italy.
Where's Bryn? My friend has lupus. Thanks for sharing, you guys. My sister has lupus. Thank you for bringing the awareness. Yeah, our friend Carmela from Specialized is part of a lupus benefit, and we've got all the info, and we're going to make sure you guys have it too.
I'll give it to you real quick. Taste Wine, Fight Lupus, Pour for a Cure, September 9th. This is in Santa Rosa.
Is there a website?
Yeah. Information. No, just one that I need to go to for
Posting stuff. We don't want to do it too early, but we'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny page probably the first week of August or something because it's not until September 9th.
Cool. Yeah.
And I'll make a promo for it, too. I'll over-deliver Carmella and Specialized.
Thank you, Hooman.
Yeah, thanks, Hooman.
Yeah, they're very good to us.
And they have done so much for us. They have donated thousands of dollars of bikes over the years to our Toys for Tots drives. I mean, kids get bikes for Christmas who might not have had a Christmas at all.
And they're local, too, which is another cool thing. They're right down there in Morgan Hill. So, when you're considering a purchase. Right.
Here good it goes. People. For info and tickets, please visit lupusresearch.org/pour for a cure.
Pour for a cure?
For a cure.
P-O-U-R, everyone, not P-O-O-R. P-O-U-R.
Right. It's a wine thing.
It's wine. Pour.
Wine.
Not all right. Pour.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back and say goodbye in just a few. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, the good news for us is that we're going to win Mega Millions tonight.
Yay!
So,
did I send the text? I know
you
I wrote
did.
It out.
You sent one to me. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
We're all going to buy some tickets.
And then you have to buy Bryn's, too.
Yeah, I'll buy Bryn's, too.
Okay.
No problem. thanks for being here today. Super fun Get Her Done Tuesday. Yay.
I can't. You know what's so funny? What? Because of the Disneyland thing, when mm-hmm. I got up this morning and I was like sort of, oh God, I open my computer and I look at the first thing I see is my calendar. I'm like, it's only Tuesday?
What did it feel like, a Friday?
It felt like Thursday, at least Thursday. How can it only be Tuesday?
You packed it all, you front-loaded your week, man.
We'll try to take it easy on you this week.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
No, it's all good. Thanks again to Disneyland. That was a really fun experience.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And we have Disneyland chances for people to go to Disneyland all day, all this week, 9, noon, and 5. Be listening. You'll get a 4-pack of tickets, and then you could win your way to the flights down there and the 2-night hotel stay. So have a great day. Get it all done today because it's Tuesday, and we'll see you on hump day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.